Do you remember Bill and Ted number 3? Because I don't remember the long-winded shitty title. And how Kid Cudi was there, and we were like, he's the worst part of this movie.
He was not the worst part of the movie,
Okay, he was the worst celebrity guest part of the
dude,
movie.
it's Kid Cudi,
Cudi?
not Cudi.
I've never been formally introduced to him. How do you get Cudi from that? That seems, that should be a hard K then, a C. Cudi? No.
Yeah,
I'm not going.
you sound like a old white guy talking right now.
I kind of fucking am, so thank you.
But you never need to let them know, okay?
I did when Kid Cudi showed
I
up
just
on the screen. Hard K.
that's not a
I just,
thing.
who saw him in Bill and Ted and was just like, this motherfucker can
Dude,
act.
he's just a celebrity. Like he was in
I
for
didn't know
like
who. And that one, no, he's in this movie a long time, Kevin.
No, yeah, man, before you just destroyed everything I was trying to say. He's a celebrity. People want to use him. Like, oh, he does the music. He's fucking friends with this. He's just running in those fucking circles. We're like, hey, man, you want to work on my thing? And you're like, yeah, cool. You know how it fucking is, man. It doesn't matter. He's in a bunch of fucking little movies. He's in the Need for Speed movie. He's in a bunch of dumb shit.
Those don't count.
Yeah, dude, they're movies. They count. Save your fucking white hate for upcoming black actors and save it for
Oh,
another
wow.
podcast.
Not what's happening here. He was in Need for Speed. He was not in Fast and the Furious. Thank you very much.
Didn't say anything about Fast and the Furious. The Need for Speed.
Oh, did you?
Well,
No, I'm pretty sure you said Fast and the Furious.
no, I didn't. You thought it because you only know one car, but because you're an old white guy, that's all you
Because
hear
there's
is.
only one car movie. The other one didn't make it, okay? It had one movie, and that was
Well,
it.
how about this? When well, you want to bury this guy every chance you get, well, I'll let you bury him, but I'm gonna sit back and go, you're done?
Actually, it wasn't too bad in this. I just don't know why anyone saw that other movie and said, yeah, let's give him another shot.
I just told you why. It's all friends and fucking high fives and
I still would
handshakes
have
and
done it.
shit.
Still would have done
Yeah, when you get your own movie together, wrangle up all these people, Kid Cudi wants to be in it, you're gonna be like, yeah, okay.
Who? Hard K, sir. Hard K.
It's not a thing.
It's Cuddy. Cuddy. All right.
Google him.
Now who's
Google
the
him so
white guy?
somebody can hear him talk and then so you can hear what he's the fuck his fucking name is.
I only know one song of his, and I like it.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you've made this awkward opening. Let's movie. X. The movie. That's it. It's just that's the full title. X. 2022, rated R, hour 45 minutes, directed by Ty West. That's T.I. West. I don't know how else you say that. I'm sure there's a hard I on there or something. Starring Mia Goth, Jenna Ortega, Brittany Snow. Ugh, I don't know why I butchered her name. Kid Cudi, Martin Henderson, and Owen Campbell, and Stephen
Are you reading these or just trying to recall them from memory? Because that was awful.
I'm reading them, but poorly.
Jesus
I was
Christ.
attacked earlier in this podcast, and now I'm just a little off my game now. You picked this movie, Kevin.
Yeah, Dustin, I picked it
what are
because I
your
like
opening
Ty
feels?
West. I like Ty West. I think he's the
Really?
best underrated, overrated director there is. This man can shoot a modern day horror movie and make you believe it took place in the 70s, late 70s. His visual presentation, his aesthetic, I think are incredible. I think a lot of his shot selection, cinematography, all the stuff he does to put together a movie, I've always been a fan of.
What other movies has he done that you enjoy? You like Cabin Fever 2, Spring Break, or Spring Fever?
No, that's part of VHS. His movies. The House of the Devil, I thought, in the Innkeepers. I like the movies visually. I do feel a lot of the time the narrative struggle, the pacing will struggle. That's why I can't go, hey, let's go watch Ty West movies, because everyone's going to be like, hey, is this 7 hours? I'm like, no, it's what? Why would you think it's 7 hours?
Because the pacing is not great.
That's the thing. So I like a lot of what he does, but I also understand what he does is not for everyone. So it's kind of like one of those things. But I'm not going to lie, I think I've seen everything, but I think maybe I did see Cabin Fever 2. I mean, the first one's just shit in a bag. But I think he only did... Yeah, House of the Devil? I don't think I saw Trigger Man or The Roost, so...
What about Tales from the Loop? He directed an episode.
I don't know what that is, so probably not.
He did a lot of TV shit.
Usually, if it's all him, that's when I'll try to watch it. Like, when he's dipping in other people's shit, I really don't... Eh. But if he's writing, shooting it, and he probably... If it's all him, like, I'll check it out usually. But if he just does, like, one or something, I'm like, yeah, maybe.
But yeah, he was doing busy TV work from 2015 to 2021. And 2022, he was just like, nah, back on the film boat.
I mean, he did a Western. I didn't get a chance to see, The Valley of Violence, but I usually kind of, my ears peak and perk and do all the ear shit when I hear that he's trying to do a horror movie again. There's just something about this cat. I feel like he's just on the cusp of making something pretty, pretty epic. But X isn't quite that.
Yeah, X is, it's interesting. I'll give it that. I feel like you bring up pacing, and for me, the pacing was, I didn't enjoy it, but I also understood why he was doing it.
Yeah.
And so I can't like necessarily like, well, it's bad pacing. I'm like, well, no, it's just there. It's just that I knew where it was going and I just wanted him to get there, you know, whereas someone else might just be like, what's happening? What's going on? You know, and it's more for them than it is for me at that point of like, yeah, I can see where it's going, and you know, that's just on me for watching too many fucking movies. But you know, other people, I could see them being like, okay, all right, slow and methodical, okay. I will say I did really enjoy the opening shot, even though I hated that it was the end of the movie already and we're watching the ending.
Yeah,
that instantly I was just like, not starting off well, but I did like the fake out old aspect ratio that he managed to do with the barn. I thought that was actually quite cool. I was just like, oh, look at that. That's pretty fucking clever.
Yeah. And that's why I kind of like this guy. He always just does something a little clever where you're like, okay, I see you. I see you doing things. Look at you.
Yeah. I mean, there was clever shots all around, I think, but then there were some that I was just like, What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
That was a weird choice.
They're not always going to be like quality, but it keeps it interesting. And that's why I think this helps with the pacing a little bit, because he's just kind of putting the camera in most of the time interesting places. My biggest gripe is why I felt the movie was ramping up in the beginning, where we're kind of introducing everyone and I'm kind of getting the peaks behind their motivations. And then when we get to the little cabin, it just comes to a halting stop. And I was like, wow, like what happened? I was kind of like, this girl's going to be a star. And this girl, she's pushing this producer guy in here. She's the fucking ringleader of this pornography movie they're going to shoot. And it don't go down without her and this guy. Okay, now we got I just like the motivations. I thought we were going to really dig in a little bit harder. So when shit starts happening, I was going to be, oh, damn, dude, I kind of didn't want her to die. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, she's just chasing her dreams. And you're like, okay, you could do it, Maxine. you can get out of that podunk town and be somebody. Like, I wanted them to chase their dreams a little bit before they just all got, like, systematically dispatched, but...
Well, I mean, it's weird because to me there's, like, there really is a movie about shooting a pornography happening, and then there's a movie about this crazy hillbilly old couple that's killing everyone that comes to stay with them. And then it's like, and I do find it interesting that he tried to just kind of mash those two together, because it felt more believable for them. You know, I mean, not so believable that this old lady's just killing everyone, but the fact that they were all taken surprise by it. Like, no one was just like running through the wood. Like, they're all just kind of got jacked, you know, because they were unaware of what else was happening. It was all happening. Yeah, well, it was all happening so seamlessly at the same time that it was hard for anyone to get a leg up on what was happening, per se.
Right, you're going to get duped because you see old and you think, you know, there's no way they're doing anything aggressive. You know, they're frail. Nothing is going to happen from this. There's no fear, right? So when you have this old lady just kind of being almost senile slash just manic depressive, just kind of volatile, and then she acts on all this stuff, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't see that coming. I mean, I did, because this is the movie I signed up for to watch, but...
But their characters didn't.
Yeah, maybe in your position, would I just be like, oh, I just got stabbed in the throat. What the fuck?
Yeah,
I mean, I just craved another 10 minutes of just more character so I could feel for the... That's the problem. Whoever figures out how to break this code in a horror movie where you know murders are afoot is really going to have something special. And I don't think people will be... I don't even call a horror movie. The characters are so well developed. You're going to just have, like, movie nerds and shit talking like that about it, you know? Because, oh, a horror movie, they just go in there and be cannon fodder, blah, 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 blah. They'd be like, God, just shut up.
Yeah, it's just that there's no, you know, mystery anymore. It's just you're like, okay, well, that's the big star. They're going to live. Everyone else, fair game, you know? So... But, I mean, I think this movie does a okay job of, like, I mean, I was still pretty disappointed when characters, you know, died, because it was like, oh, okay. I mean, you know that they're all going to die, because the opening tells us, for the most part. And that's still just kind of like, oh, well, that sucks, you know? I mean, I did enjoy that character somewhat, so.
And that's another thing I would, like, we always gripe about this, but... When they showed that, I just got a big sigh. I was like, oh, God. Like, I love the way he shot it. I love the way he branched in there. When he teases you in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is going to play back again. I know your crafty ways. And it does, the intro with the preacher and stuff on the television.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. But I was like, man, you really would have had a lot more impact, because the movie starts great with the characters. And I was like, that would have been just great. Just do the Texas Chainsaw, because there's so much chainsaw vibes off this in the beginning. And then until it starts to find its own way, you're like, all right, man, you got my attention. You got people's attention, because he makes it look great. Oh, 1974. Okay. That's Chainsaw Massacre. I believe you're doing it right now. You got yours having in, what, 79, I think it took place, 70-something.
Yeah.
So, 1979. And it all worked. Like, I felt that. And I was just like, dude, come on. You can do it. Whatever. But whatever. 1979.
Real quick before we jump in, though, what about Mia Goth and the, you know?
She does good, dude. Like, she did a great job. Like, I thought. I thought she was fine on both as both characters. So,
Does she have the X Factor, Kevin?
Well, she's in the sequel, so she's in the prequel sequel. Yeah, Pearl. They filmed it at the same time.
Wow.
We ain't done. Pearl's gonna go on the hunt.
Okay.
1979.
Lack of eyebrows disturbing. I wasn't done. I didn't even get a chance to say anything. You're just like, I'm moving on.
Well, she has her blue eyeliner stuff on, and she's halfway floating in that thing. Dude, the dolphins are getting flogged.
I hate it.
Well, guess what? You ain't cut off for 1979 porno. You ain't got the look.
I don't have the X factor.
Well, you know what time it is. We got Maxine and Minx. Minx. She's gathered together with her homeboys.
She's doing coke in the back room of a strip club.
Yeah, she should. Her homeboys with coke. Because she's out there shaking her biscuits and gravy for the money and the admiration of men. Like her boyfriend, Wayne, who seems to run this place in the middle of this junkyard, oil rig, suburbia, dystopia.
Well, it's 1979. They didn't really allow strip clubs to just be, you know, next to Denny's or something like they are nowadays. So.
Well, that's the problem with America. I'll put that towards the top. But it looks like we fixed it. So Wayne's hey, easy there, Snow Bunny. You're going to rot your brain. And let's get in the van and go make movies. She's like, yeah, grab Bobby Lane and Jackson Hole left in his chest when he catches a fucking 12-gauge. And then he's got, that's the talent, Dustin. And we got RJ and RJ's girlfriend. I'm just going to call her Church Mouse. That's her street name.
Or Sunday, because that's her underwear's name.
Spoiler. Thanks, Dustin. You ruined everybody's second dolphin flogging for later. I don't get it.
That's what it says on her underwear.
Watch it.
Spoiler.
They were going to go make a dirty movie, Dustin. You want to know why? Because that's where money's going to be coming from, dirty movie. Because there's a thing that just hit the market. It's called VHS, and I think it's going to be for you and your little perv ways, so you can go spank your monkey in the privacy of your own home. No more will I catch you at those XXX theaters beating off in the fucking alleyways.
No, I'm pretty sure they were trying to make the next Debbie Does Dallas. They even brought up Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh yeah, that was a skin flick that played in the theaters, and all that stuff was transitioning to home. Yeah, I get it. That's what they're doing.
Not in 1979, it wasn't. They were looking for a big mega hit.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, you meat beater, that they got a movie for you.
I'm not sure who you're talking to. I saw the movie.
I said
was beat. Wait, what?
So Bobby Lane and Jackson, they're everyone's just kind of riding in the back of the van, and there's
no seatbelts, not a seatbelt in fucking sight. Just 1979.
Geez, what are you like?
Blissful in ignorance.
What are you just like?
I'm just saying, if they were in a car accident, say, I don't know, maybe they hit a cow.
Anti-buzz police? Dude, we're trying to make a porno here. You're trying to check for seatbelts? Get out of here, fuddy-duddy.
There's an accident. A lot of dead people in that van.
Dude, Wade's driving. He's literally a pro van driver.
Yeah.
Those big Texas roads, no accidents.
For our lady listeners, he's from Virgin River, the Netflix drama that is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. So,
I guess that was for any listeners also, by the way.
I mean, yeah, if you're a big Virgin River fan.
No, I just mean if you accidentally clicked on here and thought we were going to talk about X-Men or anything else that has the letter. It's neither here nor there.
You're talking about my ex.
Or your exes. Boop, boop. Yeah, so we're all just kind of hanging out. It's real kind of a band of misfits in a weird way. Church Mouse and her boyfriend. She's like, what are we doing here with these people? He's like, we're going to go make cinema, Church Mouse. Don't you understand that? I'm your art house boyfriend. You ain't catching my vibe. Hold the fucking boob bike and don't get in the shot. We're working here. I was like, all right. Motivation detected. And then that's it. Yeah, we got Bobby. Was her name Bobby Lynn or something? I think it was like, yeah, was her name?
Bobby Lynn, yeah.
Yeah, she just wants to sun those Hogans. She was like, hey, these Hogans come out, they're getting some sun. I'm a titty monster. Let's go. But I was like, all right, motivation. She likes to have sex and show off boobs and smokes. It loves money.
Yeah.
She's a good actor. She actor. She can fake it till she makes it. If you know what I mean.
who are you talking to right now? Then they stop at a gas station, Kevin. My fucking least favorite thing to do in any fucking horror movie. I don't need to see anyone stop at a gas station ever again in any sort of horror thriller movie ever.
How are they supposed to get gas, dude? They were shooting a scene.
Just get me there. I don't give a fuck.
What are we supposed to?
I don't need to see anyone pump gas ever. Fucking ever.
I do. I want to go back to a time where it wasn't $18. You know how much I put in my fucking tank, Dustin? I'll let you guess. Fuck you. I'll tell you right now. $70.
Special edition. $70. Yeah, I know, Kevin. It's not like I'm over here pumping fucking air in mine and just getting by, okay? I don't need to see 67 cents of... Oh, shut up. 67 cents of fucking liter. Look at this guy.
Protect those fat cats on the hill. Yeah, I want to see 67 cents. I could be mad. Truly
just
was.
Just because Trump is out there sucking fucking Middle Eastern dick doesn't mean that, you know, he was doing us any favors. Okay.
Hey, fuck him too. Fuck all of them, buddy. What do you think I was picking favorites for when I said all of them?
I'm just saying.
Anyway, see, now y'all got me jacked up on the gas prices in America.
You brought it up.
It's all like bad. Well, you
blame
said
Ty. He fucking decided to shoot a gas station scene.
Yeah, dude, he's trying to tell a story, bro. They had to shoot a scene for their dirty movie at the gas station.
Didn't make sense, their story. He ran out of gas later on.
Yeah, because he's out there big rigging. He's just driving his big wiener around town trying to get lost. I don't know, man. I didn't see Final Cut. I don't know how that narrative shook out.
Yeah, the cops did. They were like, this movie doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's all shot out of order. No, Phil, it's cinema. He's going to edit it later. He's fucking dead. Well, we'll never know then, all right? Just beat your meat like the rest of us in the room, okay?
We'll just put this down as a rough cut. There's no cut. Not just been a cut, except for his throat, okay? It can't work
like this. Who do you think was the editor? Come on, you know it was the one with the glasses.
Oh, dude, nobody's cutting his shit, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah,
no. He's getting final say on everything.
Do you imagine that they go to look for evidence? They're just like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, maybe these murders were justified.
Oh, well.
Because they were probably anti-porn, too. I'm just saying.
No, not those guys. Those guys were hardworking, blue-collar Americans.
He's just like, finally, fucking home cinema. No longer do I have to disguise myself to go to the back
alley. Stop throwing that fucking word around, dude. Cinema. This is smut.
Smutty cinema. No, RJ is going to change all that.
That's true. Maybe on the next one in heaven.
He's just looking down like, shit, man. I knew that smut would kill me.
Fuck. Actually, it didn't.
I knew I should have cried in the shower.
Yeah, I was just like, that's what another scene I hated. I was like, oh, look, character development. And we're out of here. Could use a little bit more, Ty. Just remember that. Put that in your back pocket. So we're getting all the vittles. Everyone's getting cigarettes. We're just kind of building some bonding moments with our cast of misfits. And how many hours later we end up at the farm in the middle of God knows where. But as we know, as the viewer, the boyfriend Wayne has already reached out to this older couple. Hey, we're going to use your place for a set for a pornography. But you don't know about that part. We're just some halfway house kids or something or whatever bullshit line he told them. Of like, hey, they're with
the... You tell them about the extra people.
Yeah, he just went up there. Hey, old timer, remember this? And they kind of do like a really slow reveal of the old couple. And yeah. I was just like, all right. And then the old people makeup looked really good, I thought. They kind of have a little unsettling look to them.
Better
than the movie Old. So
this made me think of Old. I was just like, man, this movie should have been called Old.
Because like, these guys, I thought, looked better. They had a good creepiness to them. We were like,
fuck.
Yeah, you're just like, and almost like too old. Where I was just like, did something mystical happen? Nah, it's a slasher. No magic here. No magic devil bullshit here, guys. That's in the other ones.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, man, we're here. And where's that little cabin thing in behind your property? And they kind of go back and forth. He just says typical old creepy guy stuff. And, you know, fucking Wayne's like, yeah, man, I get it. And here are my friends. You didn't say there'd be any friends. Yeah, man, here's a couple extra bucks for you to shut your pie hole.
He's like, thank God we needed groceries. I'm going to go to town right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. I'd be stoked to get a couple of folded ones in my hand, however that she gave them.
He's just like, Wayne, did you serve? Did you serve our country? And Wayne's like, ooh, listen, I'm the guy that's got an answer to get out of everything. And I had flat feet. I mean, that was a reason to get out of the military, apparently, in 1979. Flat feet.
I think it was like a thing for your physical. Like, you couldn't pass it for some reason. I remember hearing some shit like that back in the day.
I don't think they care now. They're just like, we don't care. Get some. Are you gelling? You will be. Okay? Because we've got you some Dr. Scholl's.
Oh, excellent. Should have signed up a long time ago.
Go fight for your country. These are knockoff Dr. Scholl's. Yeah, well, we're out of fucking budget. It's for tanks, not for your feet. So fucking get out there. But Wayne didn't serve, but Jackson did.
Yeah.
He did two tours in Nam.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Seen some shit. Hoorah.
Dude, like, my granddad did, like, four or some shit. Something ridiculous.
Oh, you hear that, kid?
He didn't leave. Like, I'm not even fucking joking. Like, he was out there training them how to, like, the Viet Cong, how to protect themselves and shit. Like, hey, when they come in here, you're a normal villager. This is how you use a gun to protect yourself. He had to police, not the Viet Cong, but had to police them. Like, the regular people. The
people that are getting
murdered. Yeah.
Like, we're all Vietnamese. What the fuck's he talking about?
Yeah.
Well, kid only did two tours. I mean, Jackson.
Well, we're here to see the farmer's daughter. It's the name of this skin flick.
Yeah. So, old man Howard heads off to town to get some groceries. He's just like, stay away from my house. Don't seduce my wife. Everyone's just like, is she old and ugly like you? Don't worry about it, sir. Too late. Maxine's already made eye contact with her. They've started a sword love affair with each other. Swords. Like, not really. Maxine, they had an awkward wave.
Yeah, like, Maxine kind of sees her, and that's kind of... He does a good job of protecting the old lady. Like, he doesn't reveal her, keeps her at a distance. Yeah, we kind of see what the characters see. And I like that. I like when he does stuff like that. And then Maxine, they're all setting up or doing whatever. Maxine's just like, oh, man, I think they're shooting their scene. Like, Jackson's, like, piping Bobby. And you're like, all right, they're doing sex shit, whatever. And then Maxine's going to be like, I'm going to go swim in the creek. This creek's got crocodiles.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. And it's kind of a cool build up to it. You're just like, yeah, I know you're not going to get munched, but I know someone will later have a movie watcher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I appreciated that because it was like, okay, clearly you're just, you know, doing a little tease here. That's fine. That worked, yeah, you know.
Introducing the lay of the land. I know if I'm paying attention, maybe I'll see this come into play later on.
Yeah. So, like, and that's where the pacing is kind of like, okay, maybe we could have sped that up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, the old lady's like lurking on Maxine and she really doesn't reveal herself.
I mean, I will say I do like that. I mean, I like that they were very delayed in showing them. And
yeah,
because it kind of just worked, like, to made them more interesting. Of like, I was like, what is going on with this old lady? Like, what the fuck's going on with her?
No, I agree.
It was kind of like, oh, is there something mystical? Does she like bathe in the blood and de-age? Like,
I was hoping your brain just starts making up all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah. But it just kind of worked. It was just like, oh, more slashers should do that. I mean, so many of the slashers are just like, look at this cool character I made. And it's like, eh, yeah, but I mean, they're not scary now because I can see them. And I'm just like, yeah, it's just a dude.
Just a dude doing dude things.
Probably just a dude with a bad face and a mask.
I mean, you got bad credit. He's like, fuck, dude, I do.
He's like, I fucking do. I mean, why'd you have to put me on blast like that? And, you know, I got that SoFi count. I'm trying to build it up.
Yeah, you're a fucking loser. That's how the world's going to know you. Because
why is this car not fucking me? I'm buying now. I'm paying later. Yeah, why does my credit suck?
Because you need credit karma.
Oh, shit. I clicked the wrong app.
It happens.
They're just like, are we going to get murdered now? Or do we just... You know,
now we're back at the cabin, and Church Mouse is like, man, porno's sweet. I want to get fucked.
No, we are jumping way fucking ahead.
No. She said it in her eyes because Bobby throws a jizz rag at her like, boob, sorry, sweetheart. That's just part of the biz.
She's like, hey, either the star or you're cleaning up after the stars, okay?
Yeah, the Jackson was like, damn, I'm good. And Bobby Lynn was like, are you? Dude, and then she throws a fake orgasm at him. I was like, damn, dude, she just demasculated you in front of Church Mouse. Church Mouse, why are you still here? Like, get that jizz rag out of here.
I don't know where to go. No one told me there'd be jizz rags. I'm just a boom operator.
What do you think you were shooting? A documentary, you idiot?
Yeah, on his cock.
Oh, that was weird. Yeah. And then... like,
Then
after that, fucking Wayne's like, where's Maxine? And she's just like, bro, I'm just down by the creek. He's like, bro, like, you got your cheeches out, man. This ain't free, you know. You gotta pay for that. She's like, bro, it's side boob. Grow up, old man. All right, let's go in here and have a jam sesh.
I mean, I will say it was kind of cool to see them, like, not cool, but just like a nice little detail. Cool, I mean. Well, it wasn't really like cool to see him pour milk in a bucket. I was just like, okay, you know, like they're within the movie, we're paying attention to details and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's whatever.
Like, it's I, really not cool. I don't care about this real movie I'm watching. Where's this porn shaking out to be?
Well, I mean,
accurate.
They film all of the porn before we get to all of the horror. So it's like, okay. Yeah, I guess I should pay attention to what's going on here. Because that was the thing, is like when you're watching, you're like, okay, are we going to sprinkle in some murders here or no? We're really just going to shoot this whole fucking porn. Okay. All right.
The jump scare horror where people get picked off one by one, the other characters are just like stupid. They do, like you said, that was one of the better parts of it. They do it all kind of in succession where it's just kind of naturally flowing. And you're like, man, I just don't see Dustin over there. Was he, you know, sleeping or is he like drinking a beer outside, beating his dick, trying to get the fucking truck to start?
I don't see Kevin. Is he crying in the bathroom still? I mean, he was crying in the bathroom for a long time.
Like, I mean, if I was eating that mayonnaise sandwich we got at the gas station, I just probably never left the bathroom.
The loney and mayonnaise sandwich, okay, on Wonder Bread. That was we're traveling delight, I guess. I don't know. Those were some thick cut of bologna he made, too. I was like, Wayne, Jesus Christ, man.
Save some for next time.
Too much bologna, all right?
Said no one ever.
Say, kid's going to need to use that when he's got his shadow dick hanging out later. Little baby arm that's like fucking pie out of the inner thigh on him.
Dustin was like, damn, the pause button seems to be broke on this.
I was just like, why did it sway and slap his leg? What the fuck? I was just like, what's happening here?
Yeah, you know what?
It cracked me up. I was just like, okay. I didn't need that. But thank you. Thank you for the laughs, Ty. Thank you. So then we're filming scene number two or whatever in the barn, and yeah, Jackson's going to town with Maxine, and then there's the old lady just fucking the finger banging away. She's just like,
who's she finger banging, Dustin? You really didn't kind of lead the listener to be like, what is he talking about? Did the old lady join in?
Typically, an old lady's finger banging outside.
You didn't say outside, bro.
I said she was outside finger banging. She was sneaking a peek.
Finger banging what?
Her clitoris. What do you think, man? God damn. Talking about porno here. And you're just like, damn, this old lady's really fucking horny. Like, real horny. Because then she goes home and she gets all dressed up. Oh, wait. No, we didn't talk about the scene. Oh, no, we skipped the whole fucking scene.
Well, where Maxine goes in and gets some lemonade.
Yeah, she gets called up to the house by the old lady. So for whatever fucking reason, she goes up there. And the house is, the kitchen's a wreck. I don't know what this old gal is doing all day, but it's not dishes. So,
wow.
There's food everywhere, man. Well, the old guy wasn't doing it either, but at least
that's because that's her job.
Groceries. Oh, I see. Okay. He's from all the right, 1979.
Wake all up. All right.
Okay.
We still got problems in America.
You know what? 1979. Needs to be a little more progressive. Okay, Kevin? I'm just...
1979!
I don't, you know...
I'll tell you, those old guys were not born in 1979, okay? They were probably born in, like, the 20s. He's seen all the wars.
He was in... But we share... I did like the... I mean, I didn't like the wipes that he used, and the weird, like, back and forth cut. I didn't really find that necessary. But I did like the parallels of...
He meant the director, everybody, not the old guy. He used the wipes.
Yeah, he was just like, wipe, wipe, wipe. If you take a paper towel and you put some water on it, you can just get real good down there. They're just like, ew. He's just like, what? Don't judge me. I'm old.
Don't flush them. The pipes are shit out there.
My pipes. I got a septic tank. I can do it.
Yeah, but then your septic tank's got to be all clogged up with just...
I'll be dead before I empty it again, okay? You think I got a bowel movement every day? I'm old, okay? We didn't have grocery money until you fuckers showed up. We've been eating fucking dead rats I found near the swamp. Well, even the gators wouldn't touch them.
Then why'd you eat them?
Because they were dead. Food's food. Countries, living in the country's hard. Anyway, I like the interchanging cut because in our porno flick, we see this very, I'm going to say a foreplay of drinking lemonade with a lot of double innuendos. And then we see this like really awkward one with Maxine, the old gal, Pearl, I guess is her name.
It is.
And I like that parallel because it was just like, in a way, I don't know, that like I felt that's when the movies started to merge with each other.
Yeah, I think, well, the movie was, I felt subtly doing that the whole time, and then it kind of just ramped up, right?
Yeah.
But doesn't my biggest qualm with this movie is the boyfriend producer, Wayne?
Yeah.
He missed out on so much, right? Because Pearl, she's just DTF, right? If he was awake and aware of that, instead of too busy, you know, chasing around Maxine the whole time, he could have got the subgenre of GILF porn. Dude, he would have destroyed the curve.
That's not a GILF.
He would have destroyed it. And they would have just been like, man, old people plowing? There's something for everyone. He's like, that's right. I'm going to put it on VHS. And I was like, yeah, dude. No, crush that genre before it even exists.
There's gonna be so many refunds. I mean, it sounds like Wayne's bad at business, so it sounds like a deal he would make.
He's no, dude, like, right, he loves people. Making money because his dick's hard. Did you see that scene?
Yeah, he's like, RJ, feel my dick, and RJ's like,
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
he's like, we're gonna be rich. I have no feel idea how hard my dick is.
I was like, is it because he just watched Sex or his dailies? Which one is it?
No, because he's got to be rich, dude. That needs to be on a shirt. That's the motto everyone needs to have. We're going to be rich. Look how hard my dick is.
I think the dick was hard because of the sex, and that's how he knew it was good sex.
He didn't care, dude. He wasn't participating.
Well, that's because he had those weird, like, I don't even know how to describe his underwear that we see him in later is weird.
Weird, like why you're is looking to get some in, or weird.
No, it was like mine, sewn and sewn together in the middle. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, it's whitey tighties from 79. They look like they're made out of napkins.
They were. They were made out of napkins. That's why he stopped at the gas station. He was like, yeah, if I could through my last pair of underwear.
You know what? Hold on.
I sew these napkins together.
Put a pause on that. Get back to your old lady beating off scene. And then,
no, we're not to that scene. We're still doing the lemonade thing.
But we've already skipped ahead. Now people are just like, what happened?
We need to talk because then she goes on about being a dancer and how, you know, she shouldn't live it up. She's young.
Basically, Pearl is the old Maxine. She was like, I was a slut. I bang anything. Maxine, you's a slut. You bang anything. We are one and the same. I was like, dude, is this a time movie? Is that her in the future? That's the first thing I thought. I was like, you are Pearl, Maxine. And this, yeah. I thought she was in her own private Idaho where she was going to go to this farm. She's like, I'm going to be a star. And then the world is like, you're going to see your future old and alone in the middle of nowhere with this
she
old
wasn't alone?
That keeps you. No, no, dude, let me finish my theory. What I first thought is like Maxine's going to see Pearl and Pearl's going to reveal all this stuff. And Maxine's like, you're me in the future, old and crusty and just out there, you know, spanking your tuna to anything that moves because your old dude can't give it to you because he could die at any second because his heart can't take it. So you better clean up your act and go to school. I thought that was the lesson she was going to learn.
She's like, I'm like way too old to go back to school, but okay.
No, you're never too old.
We don't
old,
have
right?
a GED program in 1979, okay?
That upsets me, man. You're never too old. Don't ever say that.
I'm just saying they don't have a GED.
Get your ass to ITT Tech, okay?
But that's not invented yet either.
She's the founder. This is all.
Go to Cordon Bleu Institute.
Fine. It's just like Looper. Duh. Don't watch Looper.
Anyway.
Don't stop this podcast to go watch Looper.
Don't stop the podcast. They were like, I love Looper. I saw 10 minutes of Looper and I was like, people love this movie?
I've seen all of Looper.
People are dumb. I was like, he doesn't look anything like Bruce Willis. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah. I was like, I don't believe it. When one's taller than the other one, bro, it's both full grown men. Like, no, I'm going to talk about this. When one is taller than the other one, they're both full grown men. I call stupid Rob Liefeld bullshit. Okay?
The older you get, the shorter
taller
you get. The shorter you get, right?
Yeah, the shorter you get, not the taller. Okay. All right.
And yeah, no one knows what you're talking about. They didn't click this to hear you rant about Looper.
You brought up Looper.
Because this movie's looping. X is looping. Anyway. X is going to give it to you.
Maxine skips out of the house as Howard pulls back up with groceries. He's like, I got a week's worth of groceries. Can you clean a goddamn plate in this place? She's like,
hey, everyone, don't have a grandma. Justin's going to want her to clean everything all the time.
It was gross. Someone needed to clean something. They all right, one of the two. I don't give a fuck who they were.
Old people looking around going, I can't see what's on the countertop. I guess I'll just leave it.
I mean, Howard can see tits out. That's for damn sure.
Well, he ain't dead.
He has to be thinking about that stuff. He can't even plow his old wife that wants to get laid. All right?
Because she's a whore dog.
And the reaper.
Nothing can conquer that poon. That's when they should have put she'll never be satisfied.
They should have put Fear in the Reaper when Howard was plowing because that would have fit better. So, you know, get it?
Yeah, dude.
Because he's afraid of dying while having sex. Who has that fear? That's how I die. I'm going to be like, all right, that was fine. That's okay.
Yeah, you clutch your heart, fall over, shit your pants.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to wake up and be like, oh, I did that? Oh, damn. I'm going to be gone.
No, but
that's someone else's problem.
Oh, dude, is this the meat beater shit patter? No, dude, he was having sex. Oh, doubt it. Then you're like, no, he's your friend.
God, I hope you die before me so I can say your eulogy. Fucking guy beat his meat and shit his pants. That's how he died. I don't care what the autopsy says, okay?
Anybody want to hear about Looper? This guy's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm going to bring
it up. I only said 10 minutes, but I got 5 hours of opinions.
What time Kevin defended Looper for some reason? He brought it up and attacked it, but then he went on to defend it. I don't know. I think he loved Bruce Willis. I think he had a secret Bruce Willis tattoo on his ass cheeks, but you know they wouldn't let me examine the corpse, so I'm gonna call bullshit on this here fucking funeral
sequel.
Anyway, he's an all right guy. Yeah, you know, put him in the dirt. I'm out. Got to loop around, do this again. Anyway, did I mention he beat his meat? Yeah, he
are
did.
You
like a lot? Like a lot. I mean, like just whoo, fucking just flying everywhere. Fucking, you know, the popcorn ceiling. Yeah, that was all him.
Everyone was like, "Dude, is this a bit?"
Yeah, it is. Anyways, Maxine's up. She and Jackson have sex. Old lady watches them. She goes back up. She's like, "It's time to put on my party dress and seduce old Howard." Howard's just like, what are you doing, you crazy goat? You know you're going to kill me with your sexy, sexy looks. And you're just like, are we looking at the same woman, Howard?
True
and I'm
love,
like, oh,
dude.
God, this Howard, I'm looking love. At you. Well, I mean, they batshit crazy together. That's for damn sure. And then it's time for the bologna sandwiches. And Church Mouse just won't stop staring at Maxine, staring a hole in her fucking face. She's
so like, Church Mouse is hyper judgmental of this whole thing.
Yeah, she's
but she's real holier than thou. And then they're just like, she's like, what? Well, like, if these dumb hoes could do it, I could do it. I want some dick too. And then RJ,
I'll show you how to bang a dude.
And RJ's like, no. And so it turns into this big thing. It's like, you can't tell me this. You can't tell me. And he's just like,
Summer of love still, goddamn it.
Like, I'm like, dude, RJ, why are you bringing your girlfriend to a titty, yeah. to make a titty movie?
Yeah.
What are you doing, like, dude?
Come on, dude. Nah, that's not.
You couldn't get, like, your homeboy to fucking gaff for you or to fucking run audio, run cable?
Peter, you gonna be my boom mic for the cinema? No, but there's gonna be titties out.
Yeah, you're gonna get your cute ass little girlfriend just to see a bunch of dicks and ass flying everywhere. Whatever. I think
he thought he was gonna have sex later on with her, like he was gonna get her in the mood.
Nah, dude, you didn't even get that vibe from that guy. Like, I didn't even get that at all. I
got a brother sister vibe from them, to be quite honest. I was like, this is weird. Are you dating your brother?
I got just like a real like kind of stuffy nerd vibe from them where they're just like, I'm like, dude, you're so excited to make this thing. You don't realize what's happening around you and what you're dragging this person into this world where you see it as one way. She's not going to see it the same way as you because she's running a boom mic.
Tell you, everybody working is hips, thrust. Look at that. Cum rag, boom.
Yeah, this is all true.
After her third cum rag, she was like, that's it, I'm in here. Throw the cum, not to anyone else.
I'm unionizing. So she's just like, yeah, so she bangs Jackson's hole, LOL. And then all of a sudden, RJ's like, dude, he is grief-stricken. Because he has it out with basically Wayne to kind of get Wayne to talk her out of it before it goes down. Wayne's just, he ain't having it, so... He basically
is like, listen, man, from experience, the harder you push on this, the more she's going to do it. Like, you can either let her bang this one dude for a movie and keep your relationship, or she's going to bang a lot of dudes and you're not going to have any relationship. So,
well, worked out because she banged the other dude in the movie.
She banged the other dude in the movie. And then Wayne banged his head against the tub while he cried all night. Who heard that long-ass shower and was just like, Wayne, we can all hear you crying, man.
It's RJ.
The tub off. Or RJ.
I can't even the character. Jesus Christ. So RJ is the only thing I kind of liked. I thought, I was like, does RJ just like lose his shit and start killing everyone or something? And I was like, well, maybe. Let's find out. And then RJ's like, you know what? Fuck him. I'm leaving. I was like, okay, yeah, that's sensible. You're kind of a little weenie guy. I can see
that. Oh, perfect. Yeah, it was a total perfect dick move. It was a petty dick move, you know? It was great.
But I liked it. Like, it was really realistic. And I was like, all right, yeah, he's just hands in the air.
No, for sure. I think that type of character would do that in real life. He would just be like, no, I took the van. Fuck you guys. Figure it out on your own.
So he goes to peel out, and Pearl's standing in front of the gates. And I was just like, man, does this area have a draw gate for the vehicles? I thought it just pulled up on a dirt road. Whatever.
I think he was trying to do a circle, and then she was there, and then
like,
he was
put
just
it
like,
in reverse. Stupid. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I would have done. Instead, it was like, hey, Nana, are you lost? Do you need your husby? Do you need help?
I mean, he was kind of nice because she does look like really senile, like crazy, and he's just like, oh man, do you need like your meds? And then she's just like breathing on him and stuff. He's like, whoa.
She's like, I could fuck you real hard. He's just like, hey, I'm the camera guy. Like,
he's like, listen, that's got to be behind a paywall in a couple of years. We'll get there, just not now.
Yeah, she like grabs him and he's just like, why did you do that? Why did you do that? And she's just like, what, am I not beautiful enough for you? Am I not beautiful enough for you?
Been there.
He's just like, no, not at all.
Yeah, he said the wrong thing. And then he caught a fucking bread knife in the throat.
Yeah,
he went down like a lump of shit. And then she was just like, I used to be a dancer. I'm going to dance this knife into your throat a lot. Yeah, and I was like, yeah.
She fucked him with that knife, like physically with a knife, fucked his throat.
Jesus, dude.
till his head came off. Get it? Head came. It's a metaphor for his penis.
Whoa, dude. Like, people are just like, you know what?
It's a porno horror movie. What the fuck? People didn't tune in to be like, oh my god, these people. They say cum rag one more time. I'm hanging up. You don't hang up on a podcast. Well, I'll figure it out when I get there. Okay? Cum rags. I'm trying to work here in the office. Why did I put this podcast on? It's not safe for work. I know it wasn't labeled safe for work, but still. Thought I could get away with it today. This is the wrong movie for you. You should have listened to Uncharted. I mean, probably not either. Yeah, what'd you think of this first kill, Kevin?
It was fine.
That was all right. Yeah. I mean, she really took her sweet time with that knife. I was like, okay, so we're just going to...
She started excessively stabbing, and I was like, okay, we're sending a message here. Let's go.
I mean, not one that anyone will find, because we're just going to keep on killing. Keep on killing.
Yeah, the old dude was like, oh, shit.
Why'd you kill my wife?
Why'd you kill this dude?
No, he didn't come out for that one.
I thought he drags the body off.
No, the body's still there. Oh. No, what's her face? Church Mouse wakes up, and she's like, RJ? RJ, I know that we went to bed angry, but I thought everything was fine. Like, when you cried yourself in the shower for an hour and I just went to sleep. But she goes looking, and then Wayne comes out in his underwear. And he's just like, he's probably just having a cry in the woods now. I don't know. Just go back to bed. We'll fucking figure this out in the morning. She's like,
my favorite part of the movie.
Gotta help me find him. What?
I mean, Jenna Ortega looks super cute in her little PJs. And Wayne was like, all right, let's just go find him. I'm like, bro, you're walking out with a beer in your underwear? You want to get some shoes and some pants on? He was like, nope, we're going like this. I was like, bro, you are a friend. You're the coolest dude here. You know what? I hope you don't die next.
He's like, oh, I am. So they break off. She goes towards the house. He goes to the barn. I don't know why he thinks the
barn. Because he said he's probably just crashing in the barn. Because that's what you do. You crash in the barn when they're just crashing in the barn. Here's another thing, Dustin. Who's tending to those animals? Those old people are fucking tending to not old anyone.
Yeah. Maybe she is. She's just like, I don't have time for the dishes. This cow is not going to milk itself. Okay.
That cow would be dead, Dustin.
You tried that.
Not dead like the cow that got slaughtered on the road trip there, but dead like I've been malnutrition.
What's the point of that, you think?
I don't know.
A dead cow? I was like, okay.
Yeah, I did it in Bubble Boy.
Ty was just like, listen, okay, I'm going to steal a scene from Bubble Boy. With Jake Gyllenhaal? Yeah, that guy. But why? Okay, hear me out. I don't know, but I'm going to do it, okay?
Maybe to show the sheriff again, because the sheriff gets called for anything, like a bird shits twice in the woods, he's got to be there.
Sheriff, we got a double bird shit in the fucking woods. All right, I'll be right there, goddammit.
Unless they just stumbled across this and were like, hey, we could use it in the movie. Can we just shoot this?
Sheriff, we got a confused senior walking down Main Street. Goddammit, I'll be there. Sheriff, your wife doesn't know what to make for dinner. Goddammit, I'll be there.
Sheriff, I got a double cheeseburger. I got a single cheese. Permission to shoot.
Goddammit, I'll be there. Yeah, he had a lot of fucking law enforcement too. I was just like, ooh, defund the police in this small town. Jesus Christ, you ain't preventing any murders.
Oh, shit, they probably got an 8 million fucking mile of like range of fucking land to cover.
He's like, we actually cover like 13 small towns and they all got crazy old people. So, I mean, this is my 13th murder scene this month.
Stay strapped.
He's just like, yeah, I don't sleep so well anymore. You know, it's just real fucked up. And this goddamn pastor's on the TV all the time talking about fucking, I don't know, his own sin or some shit.
Public access, brutal.
I mean, fucking, can we get another channel? Can we? Or can we just not loop this over and over? Jesus Christ.
All right, Dustin, Wayne, he's in his fucking skivvies. They look like
origami. He's in the skivvies, barefoot, slapping his feet around like a fucking duck in the dark. I don't know why
he's walking
like that.
I really love the shot where he steps on the wood with the nail. I felt that one. I was like, that was good. And I was like, damn, Wayne, I know that hurts like a motherfucker. And he acted like he sold it, and I was like, man,
he's bleeding real bad. And then he sees like, I was just like, well, he's dead. Doesn't matter what happens next. He's dead. That's gonna kill him. There's no, you're not going to the doctor in this town and living.
Oh, even he called it. He's like, oh, fucking tetanus. I was like, yeah.
That's not true. You don't die from it. Like, you don't get it from nails like that. Oh, oh, fuck you. It's 1979. We don't know that yet. Fucking internet look up guy. Jesus.
Yeah, thanks, WebMD. Ruining the movie. So Wayne sees some lights, shit, and shadows dance on the outside. So he's like, all right, I'm going to go over there. Let me crawl over to the barn door. And I was like, dude, don't look through those holes. Classic horror mistake.
He's like, look at these holes. There's three of them. Huh. Wonder what goes through
they let
here.
They let him cook on it for a little bit. Yeah. I was like, well, maybe he's going to pull away and just go, it ain't nothing. And then, like, a tractor just comes through the door and just runs him over. I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen.
The loudest kill of the fucking movie. Yeah. They're just like,
what's silent tractor until it
everyone just wakes up. They're like, hey, what's going on? Is it like a tractor racing or something? Yeah, I'm going to go back to bed.
I don't know. He catches just like a spike or something.
No, it was a pitchfork. That's why there's three
holes.
Was
that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's why she pokes him later.
Yeah. She pokes him later, and then she covers him with hay. She's just like,
boop, boop, boop. That made me chuckle. I was like, she's trying to hide him.
Yeah, she's just like, don't fuck up my barn, okay? I gotta milk these cows tomorrow. I won't do dishes, but I'll milk a cow.
Dude, makes one feel sip, like I'm squeezing one my sip. Own
titties. And you're just like, ugh, goddamn, Pearl, you're nasty.
One sip of that whole milk will kill her.
No, she'll be fine. She had strong bones, okay?
That's true.
She didn't hurt her hand at all stabbing that butter knife through that guy's neck. So,
this is when, like, Lorraine Churchmouse, she goes up to the house. House,
yeah.
And, does she just get clocked in the dome? I forget what happened to her.
No. He.
She goes down in the cellar, old man comes right? out.
Yeah, he's like, he's have locked you seen her my in. Wife? And she's like, have you seen RJ? He's like, who the fuck's an RJ? She's like, it's my boyfriend. He's just like, let's go get the torches. And I'm like, what are you, British? And he's just like, shut the fuck up, okay? It's fucking 1979. I fought with the British. I could call them torches. Yeah, and he's like, I only got one. He
uses
one.
His oldness as a dipsy doos. I tricked you.
Yeah, he tricked her to go down to the cellar. She gets the flashlight. She comes back up. And you think, ooh, what's going to happen in the cellar? No, she's just locked in. She fucked. So... And
she finds another dead body down there. That's why I was thinking.
Eventually. Yeah, she found some dude with his pants down around his ankles.
Pearl raped him for sure.
A lot. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure he died of malnutrition. So,
or rapage. Pearl rapage.
Maybe that too. Yeah. I mean, his dick was bruised. Like, she had just been beating it fiercely.
Whoa, doctor.
She's just like, I'll get my morning OJ. He's just like, leave, just let me die. And she's like, no. No, you goddamn drifter.
Fucking WebMD over here twice.
Howard was just like, fucking come into my house, seduce my wife, live in my cellar.
My name is Justin. You got a bruised dick. Well, I can spot it from a mile away.
Hey, man. They didn't put the detail in there for me not to pay attention. You got a guy with his pants down. I'm going to look at his schlong, okay? Jesus, that's the rules. That's the rules. Movie rules, man. If you look away, you're fucking prude, okay? All right? His dick was bruised. There you go. Anyway, she's locked in the cellar. Now we got Howard in the mix. Howard's doing Howard things. You're like, what's Howard up to? And now the
Howard hits the house and he's like, hey, Cuddy, you want to help me find my wife? He's like, hey, you want to stare at my dongle, man? Game on.
It's slapping against my leg just randomly. It just twitched and just went, whoosh, you know. It was super awkward. He puts on his skivvies, though. You know, respect. No one fully gets dressed, but they get military kind of dressed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wayne, he's flat-footed. Which is how he stepped on that nail.
He's a draft dodger. That you know, it came back to haunt him. That was a
goddamn flat feet killed me. I mean, and a pitchfork to the face, but you know, mostly the flat feet. So
typical draft dodger.
Yeah, he's just like, my wife gets nervous and she wanders around the lake. There's gators. So they head down there, and he's just like, all right, we're gonna start a perimeter. I was like, listen, Jackson. It's great that you actually want to help this old fuck, but like, he's looking at you like, just fucking walk left and I'll rock walk right and then I'll kill you. Okay, just shut up. Just go. So he does. I didn't like this part, Kevin, where he goes in the water to get the flashlight and then comes back and gets murdered. I was just like, what is the fucking point of that, Wayne or Howard? Did you fucking miss your opportunity to kill him in the water? You were like,
I think they were trying to just build tension of like what's going to get him, because we know there's danger in the, there's danger in the water, right? So I think they were trying to tease us with the crocodile again.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just trot around and dude.
Meanwhile,
fucking, yeah, is this
intercut in between this? Pearl has slipped into bed with Maxine. A little bi-curious.
Oh, she's not curious, bro. This chick, if it has a heartbeat, she's banging it. Pearl is a freaky deaky.
Pearl was like, God, I'm gonna finger your butthole right now.
Yeah, with her whole head. Pearl's a freak.
Yeah, Pearl's just like, whoa, 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 I'm scuba diving. Spread them cheeks. This is the new genre. Old and young. We're doing it right now. We're inventing
that's what 1979. I'm saying, dude. Wayne missed the boat, dude. That house opened up opportunities.
He got a pitchfork in the face. He didn't have time to capitalize on it.
No, okay? Dustin, he came in with the wrong gimmick. He should have been like, hey, this isn't a Toys for Tots campaign. I got some young hoes. They're trying to bang this old hoe. Let's do it. Let's make magic. Let's make money. Howard, you in? Let's get old hand in there. Howard? Howard, okay,
like,
you can.
My heart, it won't make it. He's just like, I'm willing to take that risk, Howard.
Let's get in there. Risk. Everybody just get real close together.
Jackson, I need you to bang this old Betty. All right? Can you bang her? Bang her hard. She don't do dishes, just so you know. I don't know if that's a deal breaker for you, but
You
she
said
don't.
Bang her, not marry her. Whoa!
That was like fucking old man Howard's problem. Oh, am I right, Howard? Oh, Howard died getting his pants off. That's real fucked up. He was too excited. God, look at his old baby penis. Jesus Christ. That wasn't going to do shit. No wonder she's so unsatisfied. Fucking 70 years of that? Poor old broad.
Jeez, dude. They kind of really just tear it apart.
Give him motivation. Yeah, fuck Howard.
Well, I guess that's what the movie was called.
Fuck Howard. I'm going to go with the second choice of X. Yeah, that's probably better. Fuck Howard's a little too strong for the audience.
Well, raises too many questions.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bobby Lynn finds Pearl, because Pearl runs off half naked because she tried to bang Maxine. And Maxine is just like, not to know for me, dog. And then runs away.
Yeah, well, Bobby Lee comes to check on her. She's just like, what happened? She's like, that old woman was touching me.
I didn't blame her. I would have said some shit like that, too. But you know what? To Bobby Lynn, her credit, if she would have just stayed in bed, she probably would have been fine.
Yeah, probably. She just woken up the next morning and just like everyone would have been dead. And she'd be like, holy shit, I am going to be rich selling my story.
Holy shit, I got some killer puss. But
no, she just had to have a soft spot for fucking
crazy old ladies.
Yeah, she's got a soft spot for nanas. Nanas that are missing their pills.
Yeah.
She's like, I was going to be a nurse. And she's like, you're a whore. She's like, oh, all right. Well, fuck you now. You're getting the mean Max or mean Bobby Lynn. And she mouths off a little too hard. And Pearl ain't having that shit. She's
Pearl just
like,
pie faces her. Those are in the crick.
Yep. And then that gator that missed out on a free meal earlier and
is
later.
Is it a gator or a crocodile? We got to decide.
The gator. Because gator's fun to say. So crocodile's not fun to say. It's Texas. I don't know what they have in Texas. Is it Texas?
Regionally. Yeah, man, we've been in Texas the whole time.
I don't think Texas has gators then.
It's an alligator. It's got to be.
Okay. Well, crocodile. I keep saying gator, so.
Well, everyone's right. Except for the crocodile, what I think I called it that.
Well, you were wrong.
I couldn't get a look at his snout and his eyes. That's how I could tell.
Because it was bad CG. At one point, it double backed and they started it over because you made it swim too fast. Push it back a little bit in the next.
No, he looked fine. Scene. He looked fine in the first scene, I thought.
No, he looked fine, but he swam too fast the first time they showed him. And then so they moved him back the second time. And I was like, no, should have just redone it. That was bad. That was a jump cut.
He's like, dude,
obvious one.
Can you make your own movie? You can put whatever you want in there.
Yeah, I won't fuck up the CG gator part, okay?
Yeah, because I won't have a gator in there.
Exactly. Exactly. Unless anyway, this gator jumps up and just smacks her fucking head between his mouth and just... I laughed, Kevin. I laughed so hard. And I hope that was the intention because it was so stupid and ridiculous. I was just like... Look at that fucking gator. It flew up there and just chomped on her head.
Like, even that part was just a, it was a little haha wonky. Or like,
I mean, it wasn't my favorite kill, but it was,
like Waka Waka because, like, even Pearl is just kind of with her arms folded. She's like, yeah, bitch. I was just like,
cool. Yeah.
Like, that was her pet. She was like, that alligator. Yeah.
Get fucking, yeah. Get him, Snappy. Get him.
Snappy. Okay.
Yeah, Snappy like the gator.
Okay, I like it.
So, and so now we got Church Mouse and Maxine. That's it. Maxine's kind of pissed off because she got groped by an old lady with bloody hands and has not thought to ask where the blood came from. Possibly someone's vagina, maybe. She's just thinking it's menstrual blood. I don't know.
I don't know. Dude, apparently, all the finger banging that goes on around here. Maybe someone, you know, chipped a nail.
Gross.
Probably one of my favorite visuals is there's two in here. I was just like, okay, that was solid. Maxine goes in there. She hears like Church Mouse, and she
no. You've gone too quick. We're still in the barn house or the other house, and Wayne. God, fuck all these fucking assholes with similar names. Howard has shown up.
That's not similar at all.
I mean, they're so generic hillbilly.
Oh, sounding. You want to get to the old people fucking part?
It's we're at the old people fucking part.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just want to get to the good stuff. You were just like, zip.
No, we got to talk about the old people fucking because that is a very long scene, Kevin. It is a very long scene.
Howard had it in him.
So.
CG, what are you talking about?
I'll get to that. Okay, first, you know, so they sit on the bed. He's just like, I got the brunette locked up. She's like, it's not that one.
Oh, she ain't attracted to her. Pearl's got taste. And I was just like, really, Pearl?
I don't like blondes, you know? She's talking about how she, you know, she reminds her of herself. And then she seduces Howard and we see his old flabby fucking plastic butt. Just plowing away. Meanwhile, Maxine's trapped under the bed. And this is the part where it's bad CG, Kevin. When she crawls out from under the bed, all of a sudden she's super fucking tiny. Like, super tiny. And I was like, oh my god, we fucked up the proportions on the bed and the star. Like, this doesn't make any sense, but whatever. And then she just stands up and runs. And I was like, I get it. They were, you know, thrusting and rocking, knocking boots and making some squeaks, but... Like, she took notes earlier. She's like, oh, so that's what they say. I could do that. I could say that. Yeah. And Howard, you know, his heart dude, made
you could,
it.
You could have landed a Harrier by them and heard anything else.
Yeah. So she runs out. She's looking for the van. The van's got a knife in it, in the tire. So she's like, well, that's fucking out. She hears someone yelling. She goes over to the door. Oh, yeah. And at one point,
Dustin, I guarantee, Mouse, I promise you this, if that shit was going down, I'm driving that van with a fucked up tire.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll see how far I can get. Like, let's go.
Say goodbye to the alignment and other items.
Yeah, after Church Mouse found the bruised dick dead guy, she cut through the door, and then Howard just fucking...
Dude, that's my favorite part. You're fucking shitting all over. So she goes to fucking...
But that already happened. I'm just recapping.
No, she pounds out... She knocks out the door piece, and then she goes to fucking fumble with the handle, and Howard takes like a goddamn hammer and just starts smacking
her. It was the butt of the shotgun.
Dude, you see her fingers fucking breaking shit, and I was just like, damn.
Yeah, she did not pull her hand back.
I really, really liked that scene.
Yeah, it was a good scene. Yeah, it actually, we missed it. It happened like before the old people fucking.
The way it's framed, the way her reaction, just everything. I was like, that's awesome. That's very Chainsaw. That's very like the way he did that one. That's the ebbs and flows of a Ty West. He does these things where you're just like, bro, that was sick.
It was really good. It looked really good. Yeah.
And she reacted how she would, because like she was like, it's that shock, and she kind of starts fidgeting, she's scared, and all of a sudden now she feels the pain and the adrenaline, all that shit. She tries to just pull her arm back, but he's just like, no, fuck you, fuck this, fuck you. And I was like, damn, dude, you're like
fucking. He's like, I just wanted grocery money.
God, dude, you wanted something else. You don't hit somebody like that with a fucking the beanie. The beanie's Howard.
So now, you know, Maxine's gone in the house to look for the keys for something. And she hears Church Mouse and she's just like, it's me, it's me. She's like, we got to get the fuck out of here. I hate you. It's your fucking fault.
No, she's like, we got to stay together. She's like, that's how we're going to get out of here. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. I hate you. I yeah. hate all of you. And then she runs out.
They're all dead.
Yeah. And Howard's like, boom, headshot.
Yeah, and this is the second time I laughed. Still not my favorite kill, but it's pretty fucking good. They're moving the body out of the way. He's like, help me drag it out of the house in self-defense or something. And she's just like, oh, fuck you, Howard. No one's going to come up. How are we going to explain all these self-defense kills anyway, you know?
Howard knows the law, okay?
Yeah, Howard's like, I don't care. This one's not going to bite me in the ass. And then the final gasp of air leave Church Mouse's body and scare the shit out of Howard, and he dies.
He's got a bad heart. He just did a pump and dump, dude. You know his ticker's all worked up.
He's like, I've been fucking running around all fucking night. I killed a guy in the fucking swamp. I fucked my wife.
No, dude. He tried to satisfy this nympho he married for fucking 50 years, and all of a sudden he's just like, damn, dude, my pecker's
about to fall off. I would have cut her loose after 50 years. I'd be like, you know what? Just go. Just
go. Go sow your oats.
Just go. Go bang any cock you can find that'll take you, you crazy broad shit. Better than you trying to kill me and every fucking dude that comes up here.
And that's just as romantic advice for the night, everyone.
After 50 years of fucking, if she still wants to keep fucking and you can't, if your heart can't take it, just let her be free. She comes back, it was true love.
His heart was a metaphor for his love, dude, not his real ticker.
No, it was. Obviously, it wasn't, because he fucking heard a dead body go, and he was like, oh, shit.
I'm not going to lie. That would have startled me, too. I low-key thought
she was alive. It was realistic.
I thought that he just, like, blew the side of her face off, and that was. I was like, dude, is that the death rattle that scared you, Howard?
It was. It was like, the death rattle.
But, dude, and then this is my favorite part, man.
Well, yeah, then Pearl's just like, help me, Howard's dying. She's like, I don't give a fuck about him, you fucking crazy asshole.
Well, because Maxine's got the revolver from the fucking van.
She doesn't know.
Previously, Wayne was like, oh, I do the same thing. I keep it on me, old man, but it's not loaded. He's like, I just have to wave it around to scare people off. He's like, LOL.
The old man was lying, though, because we've seen him take several shots.
Yeah, the old man was like, I live in the middle of nowhere. You will get shot.
Yeah.
And I love this with every ounce of my being. Is this the TV on? Is the preacher talking? Because
the preacher's on, and then Maxine tries to shoot, discovers there's no bullets. Pearl's got a shotgun close by.
But before Maxine shoots, she gives like the fucking final rites and it mimics the pasture. And you're just like, uh-oh, that's your old man. And that's what I thought. I was like, that's her daddy. And that's why she's going to be a star. She's running from it all.
Yeah, I wasn't really focused on the preacher. I found him annoying. I was like, shut the fuck. I was like, turn that goddamn TV down. I was like, that's twice he's ruined these
scenes. They're old. They can't hear, dude. Like, you need to pick a lane on these old people, man.
Man, it was like midnight. Go to bed, you old fuckers out here running around fucking shooting people. Just go to bed.
They're living their best life. LOL. Catch like, on the ground.
We only get one channel. It's always this old pastor bullshit. And I have a raging femboner, okay? And I need to beat my meat. I need to get my meat beat, all right, by Pearl, a dick.
Pearl pulls that shotgun, and she's like, oh, fucking say goodbye to fucking Jesus for me. Shoots it. The kick of the shotgun throws her onto the fucking out the
fucking door.
I love that so much.
It was realistic and awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah, but I laughed my ass off. Dude, I laughed. I was like, so hilarious.
I didn't find it funny. I was stoked because I thought how great it was. I was like, that's so great.
It looked great, but I still laughed my ass off. Like, it was like, again, the gator jumping out of the water and chopping fucking Bobby's head. Also hilarious. But this, I was like, oh, look at that old lady getting fucking blown out the door like that. I was like, hilarious.
And she's all crippled and fucked up. And Maxie's like,
no, she's like, my hip, because Howard had said, I worry she's going to break a hip and die. Because if you're old and you break a hip, it's game over. Like, that's a fucking deal maker right there. Like, a deal with the devil. All right.
I read all the relevant to this fucking episode.
That's
tonight.
That's how I prep for mine. Kevin is over here.
All the medical information that you're getting from
history. He's just like, so gills. Okay. Old and young. All right. Okay. What else we got?
That's basic, dude.
He's just like, oh, you know, let me sneak a beat for Kevin. All right, back to research. Meanwhile, I'm over here researching WebMD. Like, okay, do old people survive if they break their hip? Not often. Okay, that's good to know. But anyway, she's like, my hip, you whore. She's like, Maxine's like, I'm out of here. I got the X Factor. I don't need to.
Maxine throws a little shh, you old bitch. I was like, nice.
She shushed me. Don't shush people. It's rude. You old whore.
So she gets in the truck and then she backs up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Pearl starts talking mad shit. She's like, you leave me.
Because that's Pearl. Pearl's like,
the world's going to eat you up and fuck you just like it fucked me, you fucking old, you young whore. I'm just an old whore.
That was the Looper aspect. She was like, you're going to be me. And the only thing that had been sicker is after Maxine backs up on her, crushes her head like a watermelon, doubles up on it. I was like, that was good. And then Maxine's head explodes. I'm like, boom, Looper, you just killed yourself.
You killed yourself. You fucking time copped yourself. Oh, but shit.
Maxine's just like middle fingers up, cranks up the fucking Blue Oyster Cult or whatever she had cranking. Pantera, probably. It's Texas.
She's like, I know Pantera doesn't exist yet, but fucking I'm rocking it. But fuck, I'm from the future.
These credits are going to go out hard. And then, she drives away. And I was like, okay, I'm satisfied with that. Like, I was waiting for like something wacky to happen, like somebody to T-bone her or something. Or it's like,
yeah.
Like cousin show.
Well, she does take another moment, too. My only thing I didn't really care for on Maxine was the amount of times I had to watch her take coke and have zero consequences. I was just
She can handle her high, bro. That's what
driving, putting it on her finger, not looking out the fucking wheel at all.
She's a pro cokehead.
I mean, she really was, but I mean, she is gonna have no nostrils later on in life.
WebMD strikes again. You can't tell her how to handle her high. She was a pro. They drives off, and then we cut to the coke sheriff.
Defense over here, Your Honor. Objection. WebMD clearly doesn't know how my client is a master at hand.
I call bullshit cinema objection. Okay. This is a cinema objection.
Bullshit cinema objection. Thank you for the record.
And then the cops show up going, fuck, man, remember the beginning of the movie?
Yeah. One of them comes up, he's just like, I found this camera. What you think's on it? He's just like, do I look like I got the dailies, goddamn?
Dude, that probably the sheriff was the best. He's like, sure. Yeah, he's like, probably some fucked up shit. Then he looked at the camera. I was like, damn. No, he didn't, but he should have.
He's like, I was wrong. It was it's a great porno. Like, it's too bad they're not gonna release it. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, could have done with more sex, but pretty good. Maxine's got an X factor.
Are you Dustin right now? Or
no, I'm the sheriff.
Yeah. Okay.
We're in the locker room with all the boys watching the film again. They're like, do we have to turn this into evidence? He's just like, shut the fuck up, okay? All right, this is our secret, all right? We're going to start a weird creepo pervert town based on this porno we found, okay?
Okay.
Now get your dick out and beat it, Shepherd, or Deputy Williams. He's just like, yes, sir, sheriff. Henderson's already on his third. He's just like,
well, everyone, I'm sorry that you had
to. You're a little tired, Sheriff. I'm going to head on home to my wife, all right?
Not sure why you're still going, but it happens.
Don't set me up for it if you don't want me to take it. Okay?
Yeah, it's I think the movie's fine. It's, I mean, check it out if you're into it.
Kevin really liked the first half, not so much the second half.
Yeah, it's okay. It's, I don't think it's the strongest, but like I said, I love the visuals. I love some of the performances. It's just, it's okay. Like, I know people can analyze it, pick it apart, the whole, you know, sex, old, how we treat that, the whole lamps and flows of it. And anyway, you're not, you God knows,
yeah,
you're,
I mean, listening
to us to hear shit like that. But
I mean, it's definitely making a statement about, like, you know, age and sexuality and stuff like that, of like, you definitely know, young versus old and all that. Like, I mean, it's like heavy handed at sometimes, but I did find it, I mean, we kind of teased it, but Mia Goth actually plays Maxine and Pearl, which I thought was like, she did actually a really good job. I think she did better as Pearl personally than Maxine, but you know, I mean, it was interesting, you know, like she carried the movie pretty well.
I think so too, and I especially of her performance with both characters. Like, I've seen my fair share of just horror movies from so many different time periods and genres and subgenres and countries and all kinds of shit, and that's just, I think she kind of embodied that era really well, and I think of course Wes's presentation just really helps. And I kind of felt like I was in a movie from that time, most of the time, from their dialogue, just the way everything was presented. And but I'm not sure if I wanted something more. I think I did. I just think it, I don't know. It's tough. You add another 10 minutes, it's too long. You know, it's almost a little too long just with the way it's paced. But I think it needed a little bit something more with the characters to make me care. And I know it's, the kills aren't really the most creative, but it's old people, so it's like, what do they really do?
Yeah.
They overpower, I mean, them? I don't know. Like, yeah, it's interesting, but it's not, I don't know. I like the one sheets. I like the posters a lot for them, but it's okay. It's okay. It's worth your $6 on YouTube or whatever to watch.
It's, you know, I do find, I think if you're like just a fan of cinema, there's a lot of interesting things there, of like the experimentation between the cuts that I don't think necessarily worked, but it was, I liked what was attempted here. I liked that it was attempted to show kind of like two movies, as I said, like merging into one. I think like that's kind of how I interpret it. And I do think that was interesting. I don't think, again, I think the pacing, you know, like Kevin said, this guy's a pacing monster of like people love it, hate it. I do think that's where the movie suffers. I get why he did it, but I don't think it always was necessary. I think sometimes when he let it breathe a little too hard. I was just like,
this is one of his better ones. So, like, I don't think you could watch probably his other stuff and be like, what the heck?
I'd be like, hey, Ty, how about you fucking wrap it up, buddy? Okay, I got shit to do today. I don't need 7 fucking hours.
That's just the cut of his jib, man. Especially, like, I just remember The House of the Devil and Innkeepers. Yeah, you're there. You're there for a little bit.
So are we ever going to get to The House of the Devils, or are we just going to stand in the doorway of The House of the Devils? You know,
it teeters on art house, you know, at times. And it's really, it depends what you're in the mood for. I do think if you buckle up with that mentality, you should be fine. But if you come in thinking it's going to be a Hollywood typical slasher movie or horror movie, anything from this dude, you're going to be either super disappointed or hate it and not get it, you know?
Yeah. I didn't hate this, but I didn't love it. You know, I mean, it's worth watching once. I'll say that, especially if you enjoy horror. So I wouldn't foresee anyone being like, yeah, let me pop this in. I'm bored tonight. Let me rewatch this, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway. If you're just kind of interested in the genre to see his take on it, I think it's one of his, you know, like you said, tighter ones. But I also think if you're a crazy, what you're trying to get from horror, if you're trying to get crazy kills, that's not here. You know what I mean? If you're trying to get over-the-top gore, it's not here. I mean,
but you know what is here? 70s porno. So if you're trying to get that from it, you're going to get that from it.
You get rural Texas filmed in New Zealand. New Zealand filmed for Texas. And you get shopping, like, at a co-ops. And I love that. It's my guilty pleasure in horror movies. If I see a horror movie and they don't get snacks, I don't believe anything that's going to happen in the next
I don't believe that anything is happening. If you stop at a gas station in a horror movie, you're...
Take me there. I love 7-Eleven. Show me what
you
would
do. I do too, but I don't need to fucking film a scene in a horror movie where nothing fucking happens in it. Okay? It made me think of that stupid one where the fucking... She gave birth to a demon or some shit and the sun, the fucking lens flare from her crotch.
What?
The fuck, man. The one where they went and like stayed in the house and she got like stepped on broken glass because of a snake in the sink.
Oh, the. Yeah, but that was terrible. They didn't
long
have a
night. The real long night or whatever it was.
Yeah, like these dudes in our front yard, the movie.
Yeah. These dudes won't leave the yard.
The movie.
The movie, not the TV show.
That was a bad gas station though. You give me a good Texas Chainsaw gas station like you did in this, I'm interested.
Everyone goes into the gas station like we do, so I don't think it's believable. All right, no one knows where any of the drinks are. No one even went to a cooler. I call bullshit.
That was scary in there, dude. I'm trying to get the fuck out.
That lady didn't give a fuck. She was just like, whatever. Can you stop talking about your smut? I'm trying to listen to the Lord's word over here. It's the only station we got. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Public access.
Well, that'll do it, I think, for us here at Let's Movie. You can find us on social media under the same name. Just do a search. Look for the robot. It's there. You can subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Podcast platform. It's late, okay?
You almost had it.
All right. I almost did. But it wouldn't be a podcast without me fucking up something, okay? And you can listen to us on YouTube, where you'll be like, where's the video for this? We're ugly. We don't want to be on film. At least Kevin is. I'm beautiful. I don't care what he says. That'll do it for me. I'm Dustin. He's Kevin. Good night. Kevin, say something.
Oh, what a great episode. Look how hard my dog is.
Whoa, what the...